Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Michael Kraut, and in this show, we're going to discuss supporting group policy. I have been in the industry for over 20 years. I have been doing consulting and teaching for the government, United States Air Force, the Navy, Marines, Army, and companies around the world. If you want more information about me, check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions, please use the question comment box below. Let's get started.
So we're talking about supporting group policy. There are two tools that Microsoft provides for assisting and finding potential problems. One is the group policy RSOP, which is result instead of policy. And we also have the group policy operations log. So the RSOP is result instead of policies. This is the net effect of GPOs being applied to the computers and users. So what we're doing here is we have a computer or a user that is not being applied software, for example. So we can see what's going on, what is being applied, what's not being denied, and why it's being denied. It'll give us an overall synopsis so we can see how we can troubleshoot it. This includes block inheritance, enforce security, and WMI filters. It's a collection of tools that help you evaluate, model, and troubleshoot GPO applications. So that's what the resultant set of policies is. Now, you can query a local or a remote computer, report back the exact settings that were applied to the computer or user, so that way we can see, okay, these are the things that were applied, but these are the ones that weren't applied. Then we can see why they were not applied. You can also model the policy settings that are anticipated to be applied, and this allows us to be able to create an environment or a prediction on what is going to happen based on the group policy being applied to this OU or the site or domain, based on the object being moved from one container to the next also, and changing the object's group membership. Assistant you in managing and troubleshooting conflicting policies. These are the tools that you can use the group policy results wizard, which will again allow us to be able to see what was the net effect, what happened after the policy was applied, and a group policy wizard, which allows us to be able to predict what is going to happen based on the settings, slow link detection, and so forth. And then we have GP result, which that is our command line utility for doing the group policy results wizard. Same as that. Now, when we go through and we're dealing with group policy, one of the things that we can do is we can troubleshoot it by seeing what has been applied to the actual user or to the computer. And we can do this by using the group policy results wizard. What it does is it uses a WMI provider to query the local or remote computer running the Windows Vista, Windows 7, Windows 2008, and Windows Server 2003. The WMI provider can report things as when the processing occurred, which GPO was applied, which GPOs were applied, and why, errors that have occurred encountered during the actual processing and exact policy settings, and also what was the source GPO that assigned these settings. Now, the requirements for using the group policy results wizard include you must have administrative credentials on the target computer. So you must be in an administrator's group on the computer that you're going to be using with the group policy results wizard. Target must be running Windows XP and later. So any computers that like a Windows 2000 and earlier, they won't be able to be, you can't use the group policy results wizard on those. Ports 135 and 445 must be open on a firewall of the WMI target computer. So if you're doing this through a firewall, those are the ports that you need to have open. Most of the time, we're not going to do this going through a firewall. We're going to be doing this in our local intranet. So that will be, those ports are going to be open to us anyway. WMI must be started on the target's computer. So that's a service that must be started. If it's not started, then you won't be able to use the group policy wizard, because what happens is the WMI is going to query the different attributes and bring back those attributes for us to be able to investigate or take a look at what's going on. RSVP of a user that that user must have logged on at least once. So if you want to see what's going on for a user, they have to log on to that machine at least once, or there won't be any way of bringing back any information. Now we also have GP result, which GP result is our command line utility. And so with GP result, it does pretty much the same as the RSVP, which on the not on the modeling side, but on the resultant set, so we can see what's been applied. So GP result is used to provide a report of the settings of a GPO, used for troubleshooting non-existent or malfunctioning settings. When we look at the different options, there's different options that go along with the GP result command. You have slash S, which is computer name, and you're going to specify the name or IP address of the remote system. Or do not use slash S for a local machine. So if you do GP result, it'll come up with the information for that local machine. But if you're going to do it remotely, then you do the slash S. The scope, user or computer, which parts are we looking at? If it's omitted, then it's going to show both of them. Slash username specifies the name of the user for which to show the results. Slash all R's displays a summary of the RSVP. Slash V gives us verbose. It's going to give us the most information. Slash Z is super verbose, which includes all the policy settings. So this could be screens upon screens upon screens of information that gets flowed out. Slash U is the domain, slash user. Slash P is a password. These are the credentials that are the administrator's group of a remote system. And then we can designate it as XML or as HTML with doing a slash X or a slash H. And then you just put the file name. And this is available for Windows Vista and later. So let's look at troubleshooting group policy, and then we're pretty much done with this module. GP result used in these situations. GP O's are not applied at all. Results are the what was expected. So when we're troubleshooting group policy, we can use gpresult.exe. And this will allow us to be able to see what's going on. We can also use the resultant set of policies in the applied mode instead of what the modeling. Remember, the modeling is used for allowing us to be able to predict what's going on. Now, what we can do is also is a what-if analysis with the group policy modeling wizard. This is used to evaluate the potential impact of RSVP of a user or a computer. Predict the future. Report that is created is very similar to the RSVP, and this can be exported to HTML or XML. So we have the ability of selecting either format. So the other thing is that we need to do is we need to also check our event logs. And we have underneath the Microsoft Windows, underneath group policy, we have the group policy log. And underneath this, we can see what's going on with our overall processing. If we have red X's or explanation points that are yellow, then we need to investigate those different settings. And you can see by double clicking on one of the different policy or one of the different events, you'll come up with the information. So it shows that completed periodic policy processing for the computer. And so we have an event ID. If we have an error, for example, we can take this event ID, plug it into Google, and then it's going to give us the information that we're looking for. You can also use Bing, but it's not Google.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can put them in the GoGo box below. You can also find more of my broadcasts. Just search the GoGo website. If you have an idea for a show, then let us know by putting the information in the GoGo box. It's been a pleasure speaking to you about technology. Thank you for letting me into your world, and have a great day. Bye-bye for now.